From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. Barack Obama is drawing to a close his trip overseas. This morning in London, the Democratic presidential candidate told reporters that the U.S. needs strong partners to succeed in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Unless we get a handle on Iraq and Afghanistan, not only are we going to be less safe, but it's also going to be a huge drain of resources. I mean, if we're spending $10, $12, $15 billion a month between those two wars, then that's $10, $12, $15 billion that we can't spend at home to rebuild our economy.
Obama met today with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and former Prime Minister Tony Blair. While Obama has been meeting heads of state in Europe, his rival John McCain sat down with an exiled spiritual leader Friday in Aspen, Colorado, the Dalai Lama of Tibet. Colorado's Public Radio's Megan Verlee has more.
Standing with the Rocky Mountains as their backdrop, both men declared their admiration for each other, although McCain joked this was not an endorsement by the monk. The senator used the photo op to renew his criticism of China's human rights record in Tibet.
I urge the Chinese government to release Tibetan political prisoners, account for Tibetans who have, quote, disappeared since the protests in March, and engage in meaningful dialogue and genuine autonomy for Tibet.
McCain was in Colorado as a part of his tour of battleground states. A recent survey shows him drawing slightly ahead in the state, where pollsters found high energy prices have eclipsed the war in Iraq as the chief concern for likely voters. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Aspen, Colorado.
The Senate is meeting in a rare Saturday session today to vote on the final passage of a housing bill. The measure is aimed at helping hundreds of thousands of people avoid foreclosure. It also helps shore up mortgage companies. Many conservative Republicans say the bill amounts to a bailout of unscrupulous lenders. President Bush says he will sign the bill. The latest figures indicate that Stockton, California, has the highest rate of foreclosures in the country. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
According to RealtyTrack, one in every 25 homes in Stockton is in some stage of the foreclosure process. That's nearly seven times the national average. Experts say the rate is the highest because Stockton homes were significantly overvalued and loans to borrowers among the most risky. The state and federal governments are trying to keep owners from losing their homes. But such programs will have only a minimal effect on cities with extremely high rates of foreclosure, according to analyst Greg Paquin.
The market ultimately takes care of itself. These cycles will take some time to work themselves out on their own.
Nationwide, foreclosure filings were reported on 739,000 properties during the second quarter. That's nearly a 14% increase over the previous quarter. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The Federal Communications Commission has given a thumbs up to the merger of Sirius Satellite and rival XM Satellite Radio. The FCC's final approval of Sirius's buyout of XM means that 18 million subscribers will now have access to both services. The buyout is said to be worth $3.3 billion. NPR has two channels on Sirius and had opposed the merger. Federal officials have proposed more than $8 million in fines against a Sugar Land, Texas company for alleged violations at two sugar refineries, including one in Georgia that exploded in February, killing 13 people. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Orlando Montoya reports.
The fines against Imperial Sugar would be the third largest ever imposed by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The agency found 120 violations at the company's refinery near Savannah, including 61 egregious violations, many related to a buildup of combustible dust. OSHA Assistant Secretary Edwin Fulk says company officials knowingly placed employees at risk.
The investigation also concluded that the senior management of Imperial Sugar was fully aware of the combustible dust hazards in their facilities, and that they did not take any appropriate action to eliminate these hazards.
The agency also found 91 violations at a plant in Gramercy, Louisiana. Company officials plan to contest the fines. Three employees are still hospitalized from the Georgia blast. For NPR News, I'm Orlando Montoya in Savannah, Georgia.
Serbia's state-run daily newspaper reports that attorneys for Radovan Karadzic has filed a last-minute appeal against his extradition to the UN War Crimes Court. The former Bosnian Serb leader was captured in Belgrade on Monday and charged with 11 crimes, including genocide. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News in Washington.